Okay, so the Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis in the seventh paragraph of Sanhedrin continues by analyzing the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. In the Mishnah, we said that there was a machlokas tanaim between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda about a case where a person has nus with their father's wife, who is also their mother. So, for example, if Yaakov gets married to Leah and they have Reuven, so now if Reuven has znus with Leah, he is having znus with his mother, who is also married to his father. So the question is, what is Reuven accountable for? Is he accountable for Eshes Av, for having znus with his father's wife, or is he accountable for having znus with his mother, or both? So according to the Chachamim, we say that Reuven is accountable for both, and according to Reb Yehuda, we said that Reuven is accountable for only for having znus with his mother. Now, how does that play out? If Reuven did this b'mezid, so then there's nothing to talk about, because he's anyway only going to be getting one misa. But Rashi explains that we're talking about a case of shogeg, that if he did it b'shogeg, so then the question is, how many chatos is he chayiv for? So according to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim, Reuven would be chayiv two chatos, one for being bol his mother, and one for having znus with his father's wife. And according to Yehuda, he'd be chayiv only one chatos, one for having znus with his mother. Now, we said that there was a machlokas tanaim about Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Braiser presented an alternative opinion about what Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is exactly. But ultimately, the Gemara, now in Nun Gimel Mabez, presents that Rabbi Yitzchak comes along and tells us, has a Braiser that aligns with our Mishnah. The way that we have Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is the way that he has it in his Braiser. So now the Gemara wants to know, so where exactly did Rabbi Yehuda get the Shita from in the Pesukim? So the Gemara presents three Mehalchim in the Amoraim of where Rabbi Yehuda got his Shita from in the Pesukim. We have Abaye, we have Rav Acha Breit, Rav Ika, and we have Rava. Abaye comes along and he says, if you take a look in the Pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, where the Pasuk writes, in Vayikra Perkit Ches Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk writes, Ervas Avicha, the Ervas Imcha Lo Sagale, Imcha Hi Lo Sagale Ervasa. So the question number one is, what is Ervas Avicha? And question number two is, what is Imcha Hi doing in that Pasuk there? So Abaye understands, when you see the words Ervas Avicha in the Pasuk, Rav Yehuda must understand that that refers to both a case of Eshes Av. And since it's written in unequivocal terms, so it's including Eshes Av, who is both your stepmother or who is also your mother. And the Pasuk is telling you not to have znus with your father's wife, regardless of whether she is your mother or not. And then when the Pasuk goes on to say, Ervas Avicha, Ervas Imcha Lo Segale, Imcha Hi, why is the Pasuk saying Imcha Hi? So that's to tell you that when you have two Isurim on the table, namely the Isur Eshes Av and the Isur Aim, you'd be accountable only for Imcha Hi, for having znus with your mother. And that's the basis for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that when you have the Isra Eshes Av and the Isra Aim, so Reuven who has nus with Leah, his mother, who is also the wife of Reuven, who's also the wife of Yaakov, so Reuven would be accountable only for the Isser Aim. So the Gemara says the problem with this methodology is that if you plug it into the very next Pasuk, in Achrimos, we have problems, because the very next Pasuk, in Vayikra Parakit Ches, Pasuk Ches, writes, Ervas Eshes Avicha Lo Segale, Ervas Avicha Hi. So the Pasuk is clearly talking about Erva of Eshes Avicha, so do not have Znus with your father's wife, but then the Pasuk says, Ervas Avicha Hi. So now, given Abaye's methodology, that Imcha Hi implies that there are two Yisurim on the table and you're accountable for only one of them. So now Ervas Avicha Hi should be telling you that when there are two Yisurim on the table, so then you should be accountable for one. Well, we know Ervas Avicha means Eshes Av, so it must be that there are two Yisurim on the table. One is Eshes Av, one is Aim, and that when the Pasuk says Ervas Avicha Hi, that the Pasuk is telling you're accountable only for the Yisur Eshes Av and not for the Yisur Aim. The problem is that this is inconsistent with the previous Pasuk. In the previous Pasuk, we just got finished saying that if you have Isser Eshes Av and the Isser Aim on the same table, you're going to be accountable only for the Isser Aim. But then, in the very next Pasuk, we're going to understand that if you have the Isser Eshes Av and the Isser Aim on the table, you're going to be accountable for only the Isser Eshes Av. What's more, the way that we have it in our Gemara is that even if you were to say that the Pasukim are not inconsistent, that really what you're trying to pull off from the Pasukim is that if you have both Yisrim on the table, so Vayikra Yudches Zayin tells you, Pasuk Zayin tells you that there's no Isser Aim, and then that there's no Isser Eshes Av, there's only Isser Aim, and then Pasuk Ches tells you that there's no Isser Eshes Av, so then maybe what the Pasuk is trying to convey is that when you have both Yisrim on the table, you're not accountable for either. The problem with that is that in Svara, that doesn't really seem to make any sense, is that if there'd be an Isser Aim on the table alone, then you'd be accountable for the Israim. And if you'd have the Israel Eshes Av alone, you'd be accountable for the Israel Eshes Av. But now that I put them together, I'm not accountable at all? That doesn't seem to make very much sense. Now, what Rashi explains over here is that once I have the inconsistency in the psukim, I don't need the subsequent part of this gemara, the svara. So, given that, and given the fact that the svara could potentially be a problem also for Shitas Reb Yudah, and not just a problem with Abaye, because Reb Yudah himself actually holds it only chayav the iser ein. So Rashi basically says that you scratch the second part of the gemara. That the only part of the gemara that we have is the first part of the Gemara where we point out that there's an inconsistency in the Pesukim. So anyway, so that's the first big kasha on Abaye's Mahalaf, is that the methodology doesn't seem to work out in the very next Pasuk. There's an inconsistency in the Pesukim given Abaye's approach. And the second issue is that if you were to tell me that Imchahi conveys that there are two Yisurim on the table and that you are accountable for only one, well then, what are the Chacham doing with Imchi? We know that the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham hold that when there's an Isra Eishas Av and an Isra Eim on the table, you're accountable for both of those. So the question is, so what are the Chacham using Imchi? So it must be the Chacham are going to use Imchi for the same thing that Rosh Hashanah Bereder of Edi uses it for. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later. The Rosh Hashanah Bereder of Edi understands that when you see Imchi in the Pasuk, it's telling you that that there's an Onish for having Znus with your mother, even if she's not married to your father. Well then, if the Chacham are using Imchahi for the same thing as Rav Shishu Bereder of Yudah, could be, very likely, that Rav Yudah would also be using this same Imchahi for Rav Shishu Bereder of Edi. And that, if that's the case, we've thrown out Abaye. Number one, because methodologically it doesn't seem to work on Psukim. And number two, because what are we going to use Imchahi for if not for what the Chachamim use it for? So therefore, the Gemara now, Rav Achbar Bereder of Ika comes along, he has a different approach. He says that the basis for Yehuda can be found in the word Ervasa in the Pasuk. The Pasuk, again in Achrei Mos, Vayikra Perik Yuches Pasuk Zayin writes, Ervas Avicha Vervas Simcha Lo Sagalei Imchahi Lo Sagale Ervasa. So now, wait a second. If we're understanding Ervas Avicha means that there's an Isra Eishas Av on the table, and the Isra Eishas Av is in unequivocal terms, and therefore it would include a case of both where there is no Isra Eim, but where there is also an Isra Eim. So now, when the Pasuk tells you, Lo Sagala Ervasa, at the end of that Pasuk, why is it written in singular? Why does it say, do not expose, do not reveal her Erva? It should be that do not reveal her Arayos, because there are two Isra on the table. So it must be the Pasuk is trying to convey that you would be accountable only for one of the two Isurim on the table. So the Gemara says, well, the problem with Rav Achbed of Ika's Mahalach is that when it comes to Kalascha, we know that the Pasuk later on in Parshas Achrei Mos, in Perak Yilches, Pasuk Tesvav, writes, Ervas Kalascha lo sagalei, Eshes bincha hi lo sagalei ervasa. Now, presumably, so this Pasuk is telling you not to have znus with your daughter-in-law. So now your daughter-in-law is also a married woman, which makes her an Eshes Ish. So there should be two Isurim on the table, the Isur of having znus with your daughter-in-law and the Isur of Eshes Ish. So according to Rav Achbar Bereder of Ika's methodology, if you plug that into the end of the Pasuk where it says, Lo Sagale Ervasa, so that should also be telling you that when you have two Isurim on the table, you'd be accountable for only one of the two Isurim, because it says Ervasa in singular. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, we presented the case of a person who's mezana with their daughter-in-law, and the Mishnah said explicitly that you would be accountable both for the Isra of Kala and the Isra of Eshes Ish. And this was presented unanimously and reviewed it, so reviewed it does not seem to be disagreeing with it. If that's the case, the methodology seems to be incorrect. So wait a second, so how do we understand Ervasa on the Pasuk? So the Gemara says it must be that when you see Ervasa on the Pasuk, it's not telling you that you're accountable for only one of the two Isurim. It must be that Ervasa means that since we're talking about the one person in this Pasuk, you are Megala, her Erva, referring to the one person, even though there are two Isurim. So even though there are two Isurim, the Pasuk is telling you, Lo Sagale Ervasa. So now we've thrown out Abaye's Mahalach, the basis for Shitas Reb Yehuda from Imchahi, and we've thrown out Rav Achbar Reb Yehuda's Mahalach using the basis for Yehuda's Shita from the word Ervasa in the Pasuk. So now the Gemara brings in Rava's Mahalach as the third and final Mahalach to explain Shitas Reb Yehuda. Now there are a lot of details in what Rava does. So, and what the Gemara does ultimately in Daf Nadal is it presents a whole Braisa, a very long Braisa, to show support to Rava's Mahalach and Shitas Reb Yehuda. So let's speak out the Braisa and it'll plug back into Rava. What the Braisa basically does is it presents a machlokas between the the Chachamim, there is a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda how to understand three psukim in the Torah. There is a pasuk, the two psukim that we talked about in Parshas Acharei Mos, where it says, Ervas avicha vervas imcha lo segalei imcha hi lo segalei ervasa. Then the next pasuk, Ervas eisho savicha lo segalei ervas avicha hi. Now what we know definitely about these psukim is that they seem to be as haros, right? It's telling you lo segalei, do not do this. That's for both of the Pesukim and Acharei Mos. And then when you have the Pasuk in Kedoshim, Vayikra Chaf Yud Aleph, the Pasuk writes, V'isha Shir Shkavis Eishas Aviv, Ervas Aviv Gila, Mos Yum Su, Shnehem Demeyem Bam. So we say that they are subject to, we learn that from Ovi Yudoni, actually, that from Mos Yum Su and from Shnehem Demeyem, from Demeyem Demeyem Bam, from Ovi Yudoni to teach you that this Misa over here that we're talking about in this Pasuk is Skila. So we definitely know that the Pesukim and Acharei Mos are discussing Azharos, and the Pasuk in Kedoshim is discussing Onish. The question is that when the Pesukim in Acharei Mos, write Ervas Avicha, what is that case of Ervas Avicha? When it writes Ervas Imcha, what does that include? And then when it writes Imcha Hi, what is that doing there? Same thing for the next Pasuk, when it writes Ervas Eishas Avicha, what does that case include? When it says Ervas Eishas Avicha Lo Sakaleh, then what does Ervas Avicha Hi at the end of that Pasuk? And then finally, in the Pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Yud Aleph, where the Pasuk writes, Vishesh Shir Shkavas Eishas Aviv, Ervas Aviv Gila, what does Ervas Aviv Gila mean? What is that referring to? So now, so that's where there's the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim have perhaps the most intuitive mahalach in the Pesukim. The Chachamim understand that when you see Eishas Av in the Pesukim, that means Eishas Av. And when you see Ervas Avicha in the Pesukim, that means the erva of your father. In other words, when you see in Vayikra Yudches Zayin, that the Pasuk in Acharei Mos is saying, Ervas Avicha, Ervas Simcha Lo Sagaleh, Ervas Avicha means do not have znus with your father. Isn't there an Isra already of Mishkav Zachar? Yeah, so this is another Isra. So Ervas Avicha, do not have znus with your father. Then when it says Ervas Simcha, do not have znus with your mother. Now, presumably that would include your mother, regardless of whether she's married to your father. Now, that's any mother, right? Even if she's not married, you're chayiv for having znus with your mother. So you're not supposed to have znus with your mother, rather. It's an azhar. Ervas Avicha, Ervas Simcha, Lo Segalei. So what does the Pasuk do when it says Imcha Hi? So we'll see what that is in a minute. But then in the next pasuk, when it says Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Segaleh, what does that mean? So the Chachamim are going to tell you, yeah, that's very straightforward. It means do not have znus with your father's wife, Eishes Av. What is that going to include? So because again, it's written in unequivocal terms, so that would include whether or not this is your stepmother or whether this is your mother also. You should not have znus with your father's wife. Then when the pasuk says Ervas Avicha Hi, what is that doing? So Ervas Avicha is going to tell you that even if your father were to die, you are still not allowed to have znus with his wife. So, Eras Eishas Avicha, in the first part of the pasuk is telling you, Eras Eishas Avicha Lo Sagaleh, do not have znus with your father's wife. Ervas Avicha Hi, even if your father were to die, so you would think, well then, she's not the wife of your father anymore, so maybe it's okay. No, still, Ervas Avicha Hi, you're not allowed to have znus with your father's wife, even after your father dies. So, according to the Chacham, so far what we have Ervas Avicha, do not have znus with your father. We have Ervas Avicha Imcha, do not have znus with your mother, even if she's anusas of it, even if she's not married to your father. And then we have the pasuk, the next pasuk, Ervas Eishas Avicha Lo Sagaleh, do not have znus with your father's wife, whether or not she's your mother too. And then Ervas Avicha Hi, do not have znus with your father's wife, even if she is, even if your father has died. Now, how did the Chacham know onshim to any of these things? So we have the pasuk in Kedoshim in Vayikra Chaf Yud Aleph, where it writes the Isha Shir Yishkavas Eisha Saviv Ervas Aviv Gila Mosim Su. So Isha Shir Yishkavas Eisha Saviv. So that's pretty clear. That's talking about a man who's having znos with his father's wife. So the pasuk is telling that when you have znos with your father's wife, you are subject to skila Mosim Su. And we learn out from Ovi Doni that is referring to skila over here. So that teaches us that there's skila. Now, what kind of Eishas Av are we talking about? So presumably, again, it's written in unequivocal terms, so that would be Eishas Av, whether she is only your stepmother, whether she is also your mother. You would be chayv skila for having znos with Eishas Av, who is not your mother or who is your mother. Then what about Ervas Aviv Gila? So the Chacham would say again, Ervas Aviv Gila would tell you something similar to what it told you in Vayikra Yuches Ches, where the Pasuk wrote, Ervas Eishas Avicha Lo Sagaleh, Ervas Avicha Hi. So we say that Ervas Aviv Gila over here means that if you would have znus with your father's wife after your father died, you would still be subject to skila. So now we have shown that there is an iser that the pasuk tells you not to have znus with your father. Do not asnos with your father, with your mother. Do not asnos with your father's wife, regardless of whether she's married to your father or not. And then we learned out onshim for the Isser of Eishes Av, and for the Isser of Eishes Av, even after your father dies. The only thing that we don't have an Isser, the only thing that we do not have an Onish for, is for having Znos with your mother. So how do you have an Onish in the Psukim to teach you that if you would have Znos with your mother, where she's not married to your father, so just for having Znos with your mother, you'd be subject to Skila. So the way the Chum read it into the Psukim is in the Pasuk in Achrei Mos, that even though that was really talking about Azharos, that's where Shisha Berjav Edi comes in. That he says when the Pasuk writes, Arvasa Vicha, Vervasimcha, Losagale, Imchahi, what's Imchahi doing in that Pasuk? So Imchahi is telling you that you are chayiv, there is an onish of Skila for having Znos with your mother. Even if she's not married to your father, you're not, the first part of the pasuk would tell you, Ervasim kol losakalei, do not have znus with your mother. Then the next part, imchahi, and if you did, you'd be subject to an onesh. Okay, so now we know, according to the Chachamim, the basis for the azhara for having znus with your father's wife, whether or not she's your mother. We have the makar to tell you that you're not supposed to have znus with your mother, whether or not she's married to your father. And we have the makar for the onshim, for both of those things, for Eishes Av and for Aim. And for Eishes Av, we have both, whether or not the father is alive or dead, we say that there is an Isser, you're not supposed to do it, and if you did do it, there is an Onish. Okay, that's the Shita of the Chachamim. It seems the most intuitive in the Psukim. But then comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, no. He says that when you see Ervas Avicha in the Pasuk, that actually is referring to Eishes Av. So in the pasuk in Vayikra Yudches Zayin, in Parshas Kedoshim writes, "Ervas avicha, ervas imcha lo segalei, imchahi lo segalei ervasa." What that means, ervas avicha means, do not have znos with your father's wife. Now, how on earth does Rabbi Yehuda know that ervas avicha can mean your father's wife? So he says, "We'll take a look at the pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Yud Aleph, in the pasuk in Kedoshim, where it writes, "V'esha asher yishkav as esha aviv." If a person is having znos with his father's wife, ervas aviv gila. So you see that Ervas Aviv is in the context of Eishes Av. So the same way that it's in the context of Eishes Av, so we use a Gezeirah Shavah to link that Pasuk to Vayikra Yudches Zayin, where the Pasuk writes Ervas Avicha, and using that Gezeirah Shavah, that will teach us that Ervas Avicha can refer to Eishes Av. And since the Ervas Avicha is an unequivocal term, so that would include Eishes Av, regardless of whether, that would be Eishes Av, regardless of whether she is just your stepmother or even your mother. Then when the Pasuk writes, Ve'arvas imcha lo segaleh, so that would mean, do not have znos with your mother, whether or not she's married to your father. So now, according to Yehuda, we've learned out that you're not supposed to have znos with your father, with your father's wife, and you're not supposed to have znos with your mother, whether or not she's married to your father. Now, how do we know the onshim? So far we've shown how there's an onish for ervas avicha, because by Eishes Av, that's befeish in the psukim in Vayikra Chaf Yud Aleph. But how do you know an onish for having znus with your mother when she's not married to your father? So he says, again, the same way that we use the Gezeirah Shavah to link to Pasuk and Vayikra Chaf Yud Aleph, where it talks about Isha Shishkav as Isha Saviv Ervas Aviv Gila. So we use Ervas Aviv Gila to link that to the Pasuk in Vayikra Yudches Zayin, Parsha Sachri Mos. And that Gezeirah Shavah teaches us to apply the concept of Ervas Aviv, that Ervas Aviv in that context means Eishes Av, so also Ervas Avicha means Eishes Av, so I can also use this to teach me an Onish, that the same way that the context of Ervas Avicha is a context of one where we find that Anusis Aviv is included in the mix, where Ervas Imcha Lo Sagaleh is there, that you're not supposed to have Znus with your mother even if she's not married to your father, so I would link that back to the Pasuk in Kedoshim, where it says, where there is an onish. So using the Gezeirah Shavah, I would first of all use it to teach me that Ervas Avicha in this pasuk in Vayikra Yudches Zayin means Eishes Av. And number two, I would use the Gezeirah Shavah to teach me back to the pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Yud Aleph that Anusas Aviv, Imcha, should also be included in the mix for onshin. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we've shown how there's an Azhara not to have znus with Eishes Av, whether or not she's married to your father. There's an Azhara not to have znus with your mother, whether or not she's married to your father. In other words, if just by being a Nusas Aviv, there would be a problem. And we've shown how there's an Onish for both of these things. First of all, the Onish for Eishes Av is explicit in Vayikra Chaf Yud Aleph. And then we have the Pasuk of Ervas Aviv Gila, where the Gezeirah Shavah would teach us that there's an Onish also for Anusas Aviv, for Imcha. So that's Eishes Av, and that's Imcha. So then the question is, well, what about the very next Pasuk in Achrei Mos? The very next Pasuk in Achrei Mos, Vayikra Yudches Ches, writes, Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Sagalei. So if that doesn't mean Eishes Av, because Rabbi Yehuda already told us that the previous pasuk of Ervas Avicha means Eishes Av, so what does Ervas Eishes Avicha mean if it's not Eishes Av? So Rabbi Yehuda says, it means Eishes Av, it just means Eishes Av after the father died. In other words, the pasuk is telling you, Ervas Eishes Avicha lo sagalad, do not have znus with your father's wife, even after your father dies, you're not supposed to have znus with her. So then what does, now how is he going to know an onish for that? So again, he's going to use a Gezer Shava to link the Parsha of Kedoshim to Parsha in Achimos to teach you that you see that Eishes Av, Av L'Achimis is included in the mix, so also it should be included in the mix for the Onshin. Now what about the Hemshech of Pasuk where it says, Eves Eishes Avicha Lo Sagalei, Evas Avicha Hi, what's Eves Avicha doing over there? So Yehuda is going to understand that that's referring to, is telling you that when you have two Yisrim on the table, you have an Isra Eishes Av, and you have an Isra Eishes Ish on the table, you are not Bichayev for Eishes Ish. You'd only be chayv for the Isra of Eishes Av. Now, what's the problem with that? The problem with saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds that way is that in the Mishnah, we discussed this explicitly. We said when you have an Isra Eishes Av, you'd be chayv for Eishes Av and for Eishes Ish. And it was presented again unanimously. Rabbi Yehuda didn't disagree. So Abaye tells us in the Gemara that no, Rabbi Yehuda expresses his dissenting opinion in a braisa. So he does disagree. And that's what he's using Ervas Avicha Hi for. So, ultimately, at this point, we have a makor for Eishes Av, and for Eishes Av, whether or not she's your mother, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we have a makor for Anusas Avit, for Imcha, we have a makor for the Azhar for both of those things, and for Onshin for both of those things, and then we have a pasuk of Eres Eishes Avicha Lo Sagalei Eras Avicha Hi, that teaches you not to znos with your father's wife after Misa. How do you know an onish? You'd use a gzer shava. What about Eves Avicha Hi? That would teach you that when you have two Yisrim on the table, you have an Isra Eishes Ish and an Isra Eishes Av, there would be no issue of Eishes Ish. There would only be an issue of Eishes Av. So now how does this help us for Rava? So this is where Rava, this is exactly what we're doing for Rava. So what Rava basically explains, as per Rashi's explanation, is that initially we had a problem with Abaye's Mahalach. Abaye wanted to suggest so when you see the pasuk of Eras Avicha, that means Eishes Av. And then when you see Imcha Hi later on in that pasuk, Imcha Hi means to tell you that there is no Isser Eishes Av, there's only Nisr Aim. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda would do. So the only problem that we said with that is that methodologically, the problem with that would be the very next pasuk. That when it says Eras Avicha Hi, it says Eras Eishes Avicha Lo Sagalei, Eras Avicha Hi. So the problem is that Eras Avicha means you'd be accountable for Eishes Av and not for Aim, and that's inconsistent with the previous pasuk. But now, the way that it's working out is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ervas Avicha Hi is not used to teach us to tell you that you're chayiv for only one of the two Isurim, Eishes Av versus Aim. Ervas Avicha Hi is telling you that you're chayiv for Eishes Av and not Eishes Ish. Nothing to do with the case of Eishes Av with Aim. If that's the case, so now we don't have a problem. And we can use Imcha Hi. We can use Imcha Hi in the previous pasuk of Ervas Avicha, Ervas Imcha, Lo Sagalei, Imcha Hi to tell you that when you have two Yisrael on the table, the Isra Eishes Av, and the Isra Aim, you're chayv only for the Aim. And that is more or less Rava's Mahalach.